If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Max Armstrong. Max, I thought you retired, and I think you're busier than ever.
Having fun. You know, it's kind of picking and choosing, I guess, a little bit, Lisa. It makes it a little more enjoyable to choose what you want to do.
When it comes to agriculture, everyone knows Max Armstrong. He just finished up a show in Rantoul that you started, and I talked to the Dancing Farmer about that today, and he's like, oh my gosh, that is the best thing in the world. It's all the old tractors and all the old equipment, right?
Yeah, we had probably north of 80,000 people there over 4 days from all over the country and other countries, too, to see the old machines, the equipment that was working in the fields. And that's how we started it, in 2003, was to show those old machines that really were the foundation for the new stuff. And there was one day between that show and this big one, the Farm Progress Show, where I am right now on that site at Decatur, Illinois. So we set it up that way. So you could go to one, have a day off, maybe tour some of the historic sites in Springfield, and then come see the brand new equipment on display at what we call the World's Fair of Agriculture, the Farm Progress Show.
Right, the World's Fair of Agriculture. How many people will attend this Farm Progress Show?
You know, they never announce official numbers, but I think they say it's usually close to about 100,000 altogether. It's like our show that we had at Rantoul over the weekend. It gets so spread out that it's hard to gauge the actual attendance. But again, the hallmark of this show, as it has been since 1953, is you get to see the new machines working in the field. They'll line up, farmers will line up behind a rope for about a quarter of a mile as the machines go through, and they hear me describing that piece of equipment, its attributes, the things that it can do for the farmer in his or her fields.
I think most people could give you an average price of a home in Chicago or in any given suburb. What is the average price of a brand new combine?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I mean, a combine can be a $1 million machine. You know, it depends on how you outfit it and all of the features that you have on it. It's a very expensive piece of equipment. And the reality is, you know, a farmer uses it just a few days of the year. Now, there are custom harvesters who will harvest crops for others. But you're looking at a tremendous investment. And in this economy, with farm prices under pressure, the commodity prices that the farmers are earning for their crops, many are finding it more difficult to buy new machines. They're trying to get more out of each piece of equipment they have, holding it together with parts. That's one thing that I think will be very much in the spotlight at this show, is the fact that there are companies that come here and sell aftermarket parts, replacement parts, trying to keep equipment working a little bit longer. We have two what they call varied industries tents, where you can go in and look at these parts and these tools that farmers need, along with the big machines that really get all of the attraction out of the field, Lisa.
And I think some people are starting to see drones in their farm fields, especially those that live in areas where they encounter cornfields or bean fields. What's the impact of drones at the Farm Progress Show this year?
There is a drone demonstration area, as a matter of fact. They call it the drone zone, appropriately enough, Lisa. And to your point, those are very effective in applying crop protection chemicals because they can be pinpointed. You know, you can fly up close to a fence row with those, whereas the aerial applicator, you know, coming in with an airplane, and they're going to have one of those on display, what they call an air tractor, brand new and made in Texas a few days ago with only 6 hours on it, will be on display here. You know, it's more important to use those crop protection chemicals to enhance the yields and to put them exactly where they're needed. That's the neat thing about machines today. We're wasting nothing. You know, the farmer can't afford to waste the chemicals, and it's environmentally friendly to put that product, that crop protection product, exactly where it is needed. There's a product called See & Spray, where they go through the field, and it will pinpoint that weed, spray that weed, and waste no chemical anywhere else.
Oh, and we're all appreciative of that, because many people live close to fields, and you don't want any of that residual stuff blowing in your yard.
No, absolutely. You know, farmers, and there are many regulations for these products, for the application of them, and for good reason. you know, I think farmers sometimes feel like they are over-regulated, and there is something to that. But I guess myself, as a consumer, as a member of the public, I think our regulations of our food supply and generally speaking in agriculture have served us pretty well to protect us and to keep us safe. So, you know, I think there is some hope, though, that some regulations will be relaxed a little bit, such as the DEF fluid, you know, the blue goo that has to be used on diesel exhaust. You know, farmers have had to buy that stuff and use that for years. So they're hoping for some regulatory relief, and we'll see if that's going to come or not.
And what is the biggest struggle facing family farmers today, and how will that impact consumers?
Yeah, well, staying in business. I mean, really, with the prices as they were elevated with inflation climbing for all of us, they haven't backed off much for farmers for the products they need, the seed they need. There's so much technology in the seed. It is so expensive now. And with the commodity prices under pressure, two things at play there. Of course, you know, we're in the midst of a tariff battle, but there's too much grain in the world. We've grown too much here and in other countries. The Brazilians continue to grow bigger and bigger crops to compete with ours. There's some question about how big our crop is this year. It's a little bit of a controversy, as a matter of fact, as some farmers are complaining the USDA has inflated the numbers. You can talk all about private surveys. They did a crop tour a few days ago, and everybody's talking about, oh, my gosh, the crop's not there. The bottom line is the government estimate is the one that matters. It's the one that carries the weight. It's the one that directs the markets. And right now they're saying we have big crops this year coming in over the next few weeks when farmers harvest.
Well, we will be paying attention in this house, as you know, and this week in agribusiness with Max Armstrong. That's part of the programming at the Farm Progress Show, right?
Yeah, it will be on stage here. You know, and if the politicians always show up here, they always find their way to the Farm Progress Show. I understand the governor is to be here tomorrow.
Oh, interesting. We'll see what kind of welcome he gets. Thank you so much for joining us, Max.
Thank you, Lisa. Great to talk to you. Take care, kid.
He tells the best stories, too. You need to follow Max Armstrong in any form or fashion that you can.